The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS, The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
I know one person that's got to watch with them when Santa's coming to town. That would be you.
I'm on the good list this
year. No, you're not.
How do you know?
I just know you're not.
I've been a good boy.
I know your background. It is Monday, December 15th, and welcome back to another week here. It's episode 1808. We're winding down the month of December, and Christmas is just around the corner. Only 10 days until Christmas.
Ho, 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 ho.
17 days until the new year. And it's the last day of school is December 19th. That's a half day. And that's just 4 days away.
It's Friday. Friday's that half day.
And you can check out our high school basketball schedule, which is ending on the 19th until the first of the year, I would think. And that schedule is going to be on WGNSSports.com. But we're going to go right up to the 18th.
But, John, just think. Last Friday was your, well, you haven't done Fridays much, but it's the last Friday. We've got a game Thursday, and then we're done until, I'm not exactly sure when. It'll probably be the week of the 5th of January.
Yeah, I don't want to wait too long. I'm so anxious to get back.
Well, I mean, there are teams that are playing on Friday the 2nd, but the Lady Raiders play on that Friday night, I think, which is weird. But
Don't worry. You've put a lot of games in December up to the 18th. So
yeah, last week was kind of a big one.
Yeah, why was that? Why did we do 3 games last week? Why? Just tell me why.
Well, they were good.
Tell me
games.
Tell me why we did 3. Why? You can't explain it, can you?
Yeah. We had some good matchups, some teams that we don't get to see that often during the course of the season. So.
Okay. Are you feeling better? I don't know if people know, but you had a shingle shot. What was it? What would you call that?
I guess a reaction to it.
Reaction, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was not good.
Apparently, that's the case. If you've had your shingles shot, you know that you get one, and then you wait a year, and you get another. And then I think they do a booster every 6 or 7 years or something like that, if I remember right. But
well, you made me not want to get one.
It was rough.
Yeah.
I have never had a reaction to any type of vaccine that I've had like that. Even the COVID vaccine, when I took that, or flu vaccine, I've taken a flu shot every year. You know, they say it could give you flu-like symptoms. But I got the shot, and then the lady told me, well, now, you might have a reaction to this one. I said, well, I haven't had a reaction to any of the others. And she said, well, the second shingles shot, a lot of people report that they have flu-like symptoms. Could last up to 3 days. Thankfully, mine didn't.
You were a little grumpy bear.
Well, I didn't. I felt like.
Poo-poo. But you got better as the day went on. It's about 24 hours, really, I think.
Pretty much
like that, yeah. So you should have just stayed home.
Well.
And I tried to work that day.
You know, I just plowed through, John.
Yeah, my plowing through days are about over. If I don't feel good, I just don't come.
I wasn't. I had a little bit of a fever. It was like 99. I'm almost 100.
Yeah.
Never quite got there.
Well, you know, old people can't have, if you get over 100, I mean, you need to go to the doctor.
Hmm.
Yeah. So you were like right under that I mean, kids can have, higher fevers.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. My little thermometer is either green, yellow if you have a mild temperature, or red.
Red's hot.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I do want to tell you that we are our little sponsor, Seven Brew Coffee. They're not little either. They're getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, they are.
Start your morning right, swing through, and sip something amazing at 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. Choose from 20,000 plus ways to make your favorite drink. That's coffee, tea, smoothies, energy drinks. They've got it all at 7 Brew, where every cup comes with a smile, and locations are in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and expanding throughout Middle Tennessee. We've got Song of the Day coming up in the next segment. Stay with us right here on WGNS.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A cold weather advisory remains in effect for this morning. After a cold start today, temperatures will top out at around 40 this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Mostly clear skies for tonight. We drop back to around 22. And another sunny day as we head toward Tuesday, warmer too with a high around 51. Passing clouds will come in for Tuesday night as temperatures dip back to 35. Could see isolated rain and snow showers for Wednesday with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 11 degrees.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks, flavors that shine. From winter's chill to spring's sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market. Every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to bloom the season. Sing. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. So not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Minnesota Vikings won the Sunday night NFL game at Dallas 34-26. J.J. McCarthy, three total touchdowns. At Denver, the Broncos won their 11th game in a row and clinched a playoff spot, beating Green Bay 34-26. Bo Nix with four touchdown passes. Green Bay pass rusher Micah Parsons left the game with a non-contact knee injury. The Rams clinched a playoff berth, beating Detroit in L.A. 41-34. Seattle edged the Colts 18-16 on a 56-yard field goal. New Orleans came back to beat Carolina 20-17 on a 47-yard field goal in the final seconds. San Francisco and Chicago picked up wins. The Chargers came back for a victory at Kansas City 16-13, and Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes tore an ACL late in the game. Buffalo trailed at halftime 24-7 and still won at New England 35-31.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's 21 minutes after 6 o'clock, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Holiday lights are popping up all across Middle Tennessee. MTE's proud to keep every parade and tree lighting glowing strong.
Around here, it's more than power. It's good energy from MTE. And we use so many lights and all that kind of stuff and heat and all that kind of thing. It's good that we have MTE to keep our electricity flowing.
Boy, we need the heat now. Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm. Really cold Christmas parade yesterday. Our song, I'm not going to say anything about it. Our song of the day, I have no idea because these are random picks. So here we go with our Christmas song of the day. It's the song of the day. You don't sing through the song of the day. Behave yourself.
Pot calling the kettle black. Are you a fan of that?
No.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Well, why do we pick it? It's just random.
It's just it's one of the top 20 songs of Christmas.
Well, I mean, I like to hear it on Christmas Eve, you know, like when they're having that, you know how they have the mass and stuff on Christmas Eve, Eve mass, kind of that kind of stuff. It kind of gets me fired up for Christmas. Our good neighbor of the day is Heather Bostian. Is that right? Is that how you say that?
Man, probably.
Okay. Well, Heather is today's SRM Concrete good neighbor of the day for being the cheering face you want to see every day because she brings such joy. Heather Bostian is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And don't forget, today's Good Neighbor is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and standing with the people who make Rutherford County stronger every day.
So if you would like to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day to us here at WGNS, we've made it very easy. And I guess the easiest way is if you can remember our phone number and just save it in your phone, 615-893-1450. It's important to contact us on shows. You can text. Also, you can send in birthdays that way. And if you text neighbor to that number, it'll send a reply back to you. There will be a link there. Just tap on that. Takes you to the form to fill out the Good Neighbor of the Day information. Once you click submit, we've got it. You can also find that at WGNSradio.com. And speaking of those birthdays and anniversaries, go ahead and let us know about those. For today, the 15th, we're going to pull in any from the weekend, especially Sunday, that might have been missed. 615-893-1450. Well, it's National Lemon Cupcake Day. National Wear Your Pearls Day. And it's just not only Lemon Cupcake Day, but National Cupcake Day overall. So well, I don't know why it's lemon as well.
I don't understand. And I don't know that I've ever had a lemon cupcake. Have you? Have you had one?
I think so.
Lemon cupcake.
Yeah,
wow.
Just lemon flavor.
Just National Cupcake Day. 624.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. A Knoxville man is facing charges after a deadly hit-and-run Saturday afternoon. Police say 57-year-old Stephen Dockery is charged with vehicular homicide by intoxication and leaving the scene of a fatal crash. Investigators say a minivan collided with a motorcycle at Clinton Highway and Bradshaw Garden Road around 4:20 p.m., killing the motorcyclist. The driver left the scene but was located about 2 hours later at an apartment complex and taken into custody. A cold weather advisory remains in effect until noon today as very cold air holds across the region. Wind chills early this morning are near or just below zero, with temperatures in the low teens and some spots in the single digits. Highs today will struggle to reach the mid-20s. Anyone heading out today should bundle up, limit time outdoors, and check on vulnerable neighbors. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If it feels like robocalls are increasing, new data shows you're right. The Federal Trade Commission reports more than 2.6 million robocall complaints in 2025. Tennessee ranks second nationwide for do-not-call complaints per person. The FTC says the registry only stops legitimate telemarketers, not scammers, and recommends using call blocking and call labeling services. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
27 after the hour, and it's Good Neighbor Vince are on the way. Another check of the weather and our first look at traffic coming up. And we're going to have today in history as well in just a few minutes. You know, it's been a great year, 2025. A lot of exciting things have happened. Oakland wins their another high school football championship. The middle women and the middle men had good years last year.
Yeah.
And it's just been kind of in basketball. And it's been an exciting year. And high school sports we've been very active with high school sports.
Eagle
Seems
Bowl,
like we do more games every year. Eagle Bowl with a baseball and a softball championship.
Yeah.
That's an amazing run they're on.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Four in a row for baseball.
Yeah.
And
I'm not sure. I haven't checked who's coming back for baseball, but they're still pretty solid. And the softball team for Eagle Bowl they just reload.
They won, two titles in 3 years, I think?
Right. And could win another one this year. So we'll see. But they've got the guns to do it.
People keep asking me about basketball now that football has wound down. You know, who are the teams to beat? And, man, I really don't know. I know we've got some pretty good girls and boys teams, but my favorite to maybe play at the Glass House is Eagleville Boys.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see.
And of course, our nation has been under some different changes each and every year, and I don't know whether there's one event that just sticks out in my mind in 2025 that I'm like going, wow. I mean, can you think of anything right off the top of your head?
I mean, there's the daily things, but
no, I don't want the daily things.
I'm political and all, but in terms
one
of
event, one major event, I don't know of one that, there's not been a pandemic or anything like that. So
next year, 2026, is the 250th.
Right.
So there's going to be a lot of, local, state, national celebrations. The 4th of July event for Murfreesboro, by the way, I don't think this is news that's not out there. There's going to be a little change in venue, I think, from Medical Center to downtown. I think the fireworks are going to be downtown.
Jeez. Of course, we have a lot of construction going on in downtown. And so you're going to see a lot of changes there in the next few years, next couple of years.
Could be a big year for WGNS.
Could be.
We'll see. It's supposed to have been every year.
You've been telling me that for 3 years now.
Or just three. But, so we'll see.
I think, wasn't it 3 years ago they first started talking about it?
But the Town Creek, you mentioned the downtown, that Town Creek project will be done in 2026. I mean, whatever, I'm going to flub this up, so I'll be very generic, but there was some type of grant to help do part of that daylighting of the creek, and one of the stipulations was that it had to be finished in 2026, so they're going to get it done.
Well, they're moving pretty good with it. Yeah, so.
So we're going to see it take shape quite a bit more. So
that's what's coming up. You kind of predicted the future.
Well, I was just kind of thinking of some big things coming up. I can't think of anything that was just overwhelming, like you were saying.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things happen. Trust me, a lot of things happen, yeah. But not maybe, I don't know, I hate to say it, not earth-shattering, because it could happen tomorrow. So I just kind of refrain from doing that. But it's time at this point to take a look at Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Do you notice how I waited?
I did.
That dramatic effect. Brought to you by Turner Security. A little pause.
A little pause. I like it.
Yeah. I'm learning.
That's why you're a professional.
I'm learning. What is today? Oh, yeah. The 15th.
December 15th.
Christmas parade. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty big.
1972. The first life insurance policies issued in the United States took place in Philadelphia.
The country was very young in 1792.
1939, Gone with the Wind, the drama film directed by Victor Fleming and starring Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh, premieres in Atlanta. It was the best picture in 1940. Inflation not adjusted, the highest grossing film of all time. That's pretty impressive. I remember the first time it came on television. I think it was like 1960 something. It was the biggest television event of that year.
Yeah. I guess people nostalgic for seeing it.
Yeah, in their living room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only saw the first half, so I don't know.
You never know how it finished.
All I know is she's holding a carrot in her hand and going, "The South will rise again," or something. I don't know what it was, but I missed it. We drove off from the drive-in. We were at the drive-in right there where Indian Hills is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there at that one. In 1955, Folsom Prison Blues, a single released by Johnny Cash, became the Billboard Song of the Year in 68.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
1979, Chris Haney and Scott Abbott developed the board game Trivial Pursuit.
Ugh.
There's nothing wrong with Trivial Pursuit.
Can't win. Never won.
In 1997, Spice World, the movie directed by Bob Spires and starring group The Spice Girls, premieres in England. That's going to do it for Today in History. We'll be back with more right after this time out.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A cold weather advisory remains in effect for this morning. After a cold start today, temperatures will top out at around 40 this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Mostly clear skies for tonight, drop back to around 22. And another sunny day as we head toward Tuesday, warmer too with a high around 51. Passing clouds will come in for Tuesday night as temperatures dip back to 35. Could see isolated rain and snow showers for Wednesday with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 11 degrees.
Good morning. Still a bit light to moderate right now with that traffic flow, but it's trying to build through the Mount Juliet area on 40 coming westbound. As you head on over into Hermitage, a little bit of radar already spotted out here on 24. Certain parts of Rutherford County, especially around 840, you could see a lot of radar this week, that's for sure. So be careful. Hey, when you need dependable towing for a car or a big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank, we're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Just a reminder, Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department is again offering their buy one, get one free monthly or yearly passes to SportsCom or the Patterson Community Center. Buy one, get one free. Those are on sale now at the Patterson Community Center or SportsCom, now through January the 18th. Buy one, get one free. That's also where they teach yoga, along with at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Yoga improves your balance and your flexibility, and it builds strength. Check out the yoga classes. If you need a grief support group, or think you might, there's a free one every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Senior Center, 325 St. Clair Street. Oh yes, the Million Dollar Quartet, Saturday night at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee at 2. The Million Dollar Quartet at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. That's at 1424 John Bragg Highway. For more Good Neighbor events, go to WGNSradio.com.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks, flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boomless season. Sing the winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more. That never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
We're at Adam's Place talking with John Hood. John, what do you like most about Adam's Place?
Well, Bart, I guess what I like most is the personal attention that you get, the comfort and security, and knowing that you're in a very outstanding place.
What made you choose Adam's Place?
Well, frankly, I only looked at Adam's Place.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adam's Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It's 21 before the hour of 7 o'clock. We've got national news headlines from CBS coming up, and the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. Coming up right before CBS News at the top of the hour. John and Brian with you. Well, Dalton is, we just kind of messed his days up a little bit.
Yeah.
He's on a different little calendar right now. But he'll be here on what, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Wednesday.
It gets kind of weird this time of the year.
Yeah.
It's kind of been weird for the last 2 months.
I think it'd be a good time to play his little Christmas song that he sings while he's not here. Because he always objects.
Oh, I like to hear him object when it comes on.
I know,
on.
But we can play it too while he's...
Well, sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Because I really like the song. You're making fun. I really like the song.
I'm not making fun, but it does make him angry.
Oh, man. He's gotten where his temper's just really gotten bad.
Oh.
Not getting enough sleep. What's our dad joke of the day?
I don't know where he gets that from either. Mm-hmm. You know, a man is suing Smartwater for not making him smart.
Really?
Yeah. I'm formally announcing my lawsuit against Thin Mints.
That's pretty good. I'll give it a thumbs up.
Thank you.
Got more to come. 641 on the crew.
CBS News special report. Movie fans woke to the news Hollywood icon Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle were both dead in an apparent homicide at their home in Los Angeles. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti.
We're about a block away from the Reiner household. This entire neighborhood this morning has been blocked off. This is the location where late last night the LAPD held a press conference where officials confirmed this is a homicide investigation, though they say at this hour they do not have a suspect in custody.
Jonathan asked Deputy Police Chief Alan Hamilton about reports that a family member is being questioned in the deaths.
Can you confirm that? And is that family member being cooperative?
There are going to be many family members interviewed. I'm not going to confirm whether someone's being interviewed at this time or not.
78-year-old Rob Reiner played Meathead in the 70s sitcom All in the Family, went on to direct movies like When Harry Met Sally and A Few Good Men. He and his wife, Michelle, had three children. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro police are intensifying efforts to locate 15-year-old Jaden Richards, who disappeared after an emotional dispute at home, following a disagreement over homework. Jaden left on foot, abandoning both of his phones, a troubling detail that limits communication as well as tracking. Last seen wearing all black, carrying a Nike backpack, and sporting a curly afro, Jaden may be attempting to return to Louisiana, where he previously lived. His possible interstate travel has broadened the search beyond Tennessee, requiring coordination with agencies across state lines. To expedite recovery efforts, Murfreesboro authorities entered Jaden into the National Crime Information Center. The record will remain active until Jaden is safely located. Residents with any information are urged to contact Detective Smith at 629-201-5568 or dispatch at 615-893-1311. Meanwhile, in Laverne, Police Chief Christopher Mose is warning Rutherford County residents to be on high alert as holiday scams ramp up. Criminals often exploit seasonal distractions with charity fraud, delivery scams, and impersonation tactics. Mose urged the public to pause before responding to urgent calls or messages, especially those requesting payment via gift cards or cryptocurrency. Suspected scams should be reported to the Laverne Police Department at 615-793-7744 or, if urgent, through 911. Federal agencies such as the FTC, FBI, and IRS also provide helpful scam tracking resources. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
The Christmas season should feel like joy, not financial stress. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we focus on people helping people. Whether you need help with a little extra funds, managing the money you already saved, or getting a head start on saving for next year's Christmas presents, we can help. In fact, we help when others won't. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more about holiday specials at Heritage South. Insured by NCUA.
Hey y'all, it's Taylor with Bell Jewelers inviting you to come shop with us this holiday season. We have several things on sale. It's our biggest sale of the year. Whether it's diamond studs you're looking for, silver fashion, gold fashion, diamond bracelets, you name it, we've got it. No time like the present, and we will have plenty to choose from, and we can't wait to see you this holiday season. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, Tennessee.
It's Christmas time in Murfreesboro. Adams Place Senior Living Community hopes that you receive the best gift of all this Christmas, spending quality time with those that you love most. Take plenty of pictures, have lots of belly laughs, and always go in for one more hug. Here's to making precious memories this season that you and your family will cherish for a lifetime. I'm Terry Deal, wishing you a very Merry Christmas from Adams Place.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. For most of the state, a cold weather advisory remains in effect until noon today as very cold air holds across the region. Continue to take precautions. Wind chills early this morning are near or just below zero, with temperatures in the low teens and some spots in the single digits. Highs today will struggle to reach the mid-20s. Anyone heading out this morning should bundle up, limit time outdoors, and check on vulnerable neighbors. The state is moving forward with plans for the proposed Music City Loop, but some Metro Council members are pushing back. A resolution filed this week would allow the council to formally oppose the Boring Company's Nashville Tunnel, citing concerns about transparency, labor, and safety. Opponents say the project could cost taxpayers in the long run and argue the city should invest instead in public transit. Nashville's mayor says the tunnel remains a state-led initiative and is still under review. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
City Hills Church in Knoxville wrapped up its annual Christmas Mall this week, turning its building into a shopping-style experience for families needing extra help. Volunteers helped parents select and wrap gifts for their children, offering support and dignity during the holiday season. Church leaders say the event has grown from serving just over 100 children to more than 2,100 this year, meeting a growing need and giving families encouragement and hope. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
6:48, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew. Hope your morning is going very, very well. And remember, you only have, like, if you're going to school, you've only got, what, 4 days? Yeah, 4 days till Christmas break. When you wake up in the morning, every time you do that, it makes me think of Saved by the Bell. Have you seen those pictures on internet where it's AI, I think, where there's a picture of a young, like, for instance, Bonanza, an old Michael Landon and a young Michael Landon, and they're walking down the street together, and you know, you haven't seen those?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, never mind then. I've got the top.
I have seen... Dalton mentions it every time he sees it. The AI generated Coca-Cola commercials.
Oh,
the Christmas commercials. Have you seen any of those?
No.
He says it's all generated by AI. He's always about that now.
Well, there's some where you see actors. They used to be they're 90 now, and they used to be, and they go back and show them as younger as they get younger and younger and younger.
I've seen like a time lapse almost. Yeah.
Here are the hottest gifts that you can get for Christmas for people, in case you're still looking. The Mini Guard Cam. It's a doorbell cam. Let's see what it does. You can get crystal clear, full HD recordings and live feeds with 150-degree ultra-wide angle lens. Has LED night vision and easy installation on the surface. You don't need cables or batteries or anything. Very tiny. Okay, now, number two, everybody wants a mug. Everybody gets a mug for Christmas.
Apparently.
Well, this one is kind of a charming 3D book design. And it's microwave and dishwasher friendly. Made from thick glass for a satisfying feet in your hands. Let me tell you what it looks like. You know, church windows, church?
Yeah.
That's what it kind of has that look.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's in a form of books. Here's mine. Here's the one that I found the most interesting. The Galaxy Ball. The high-tech boomerang ball provides hours of fun. You can take it out in the yard and you throw it and it'll glide and then come back to you.
Then, ooh, that sounds fun.
So it's a lot of fun for kids. They float and glide like magic while flashing a vibrant array of colors. Watch them spin and soar over 100 feet in the air. Toss them around with the kids for hours of offline entertainment. Show them off at your next party and wow your guests with this jaw-dropping gadget. I'm thinking about getting that as a gag gift, but I bet you they're expensive. I don't know. It doesn't say. You can get 50% off right now. But.
It's called the Galaxy Ball?
Yeah.
Let's see.
They're 50% off right now.
Galaxy Balls generally cost between $9 and $35.
Oh, wow. That's it. Yeah. Okay. I guess the better the glow and the transmitting of the ball,
yeah,
the better. Here's a called Maya Glow. It's a 10-minute secret for smooth skin. You just kind of rub it, and it's kind of takes off some of the excess skin off your arm. One more. Let's see. I got time for one more. The Funga Beam. This pain-free, affordable device is the ultimate toenail fungus cure.
Ooh.
So you just put your foot inside it, and it evidently kind of dissolves that infection. It disrupts the ability of fungal cells to reproduce while also promoting tissue repair and regeneration. No more hiding your feet in boots or sneakers. You're going to have beautiful toes.
I don't want anybody looking at my toes.
And there's another thing called the cyber heater. Heat up your room in minutes. Save $100 to hundreds of dollars in your electric bill. It's a mini portable heater. And it's like very small. I mean, it's like very small. Can I almost put it on a table or something?
Huh.
So.
And is it powered? Probably USB powered or something.
I think so. I think that's right. Yeah. It has a digital temperature display and uses just 350 watts of power. So it doesn't really say how you turn it on. But
you know, I've got that little heater that I can put in my bathroom. It's pretty cool. You just like
should be warm.
Yeah. I mean, well.
Oh, I see.
It plugs in to you. Just it plugs and sits flush to the wall. So when it gets really, really cold, I usually put it in my bathroom to give.
Is that
the ones
you
warmth.
Can put it like a plug in kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I've brought it to a game or two.
Yeah.
When we didn't have heat.
It yeah.
Does okay. It's not going to do a big room.
No, but
especially a big open room with like. When we were in Maryville, it didn't do much a few years ago.
Nothing can help in Maryville.
Oh.
That's for sure, when it's cold. All right, it's time for some birthdays today, celebrity-wise. Here we go.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Today is Gustave Eiffel's birthday, born in 1832. He was a French engineer and architect who designed and built the Eiffel Tower. In 1892, J. Paul Getty was born, American oil magnate and billionaire, born in Minneapolis, Minnesota. 1942, Dave Clark, an English rock drummer of the Dave Clark Five.
'Cause when you say these things, you know it makes me blue.
And Don Johnson, born in 1949, Miami Vice, remember that one? Quickly, the birthdays. Here we go. In Murfreesboro, yesterday, Barry Hyatt, David Watson, Pam Litton, Suzanne Francis, Paula Baxter. Today, Roger Garfield, Dewey Hunter, Stacey Barber, Pat Gardner, Noah Tracy. Got time to still get them in.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A cold weather advisory remains in effect for this morning. After a cold start today, temperatures will top out at around 40 this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Mostly clear skies for tonight, we drop back to around 22. And another sunny day as we head toward Tuesday, warmer too with a high around 51. Passing clouds will come in for Tuesday night as temperatures dip back to 35. Could see isolated rain and snow showers for Wednesday with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 11 degrees.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Saturday at Lane Agri Park.
Good morning, Troy.
pick up a little bit more in the last few minutes with some volume on 24 West at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway as that traffic tries to build in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Davidson County. Steady flow of traffic down the interstate right now, westbound I-40. Through the Mount Juliet area, especially through that stretch of Wilson County, headed on over into Hermitage. When you need dependable towing for a car or a big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
It's all on you. Don't be trashy. Recycle classy. Recycle right. Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
And I would highly recommend Adams Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like and not sterile. Adams Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli. You know, I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
CBS Entertainment, who needs to win Powerball? All you need is a job with Taylor Swift.
If the tour grosses more, they get more.
There's Taylor from that episode of her docuseries, The End of an Era, on Disney Plus, marking the end of her mega successful Eras Tour, rolling out almost $200 million in bonuses for her crew. Everyone from the truck drivers to the dancers got a cut.
And these people just work so hard, and they are the best at what they do.
This is a make or break assignment.
And over the weekend, Zootopia 2 crossed the $1 billion mark at the global box office, making it the fastest PG movie in history to reach that mark, also making it the biggest movie of the year. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Oh, it's that time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Wrapping up time.
Time to go. 2 minutes, or well, now it's 1 minute before the hour anyway. I got to do this. I've got to get it together, man. I'm not together. Heather Bostian is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being the cheering face you want to see every day because she brings such joy. Heather's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And today's Good Neighbor is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and standing with the people who make Rutherford County stronger every day. That's SRM Concrete.
I just got in a Good Neighbor here just a second ago, so thanks to the person who sent that in to us. You can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. That will get those good neighbors to us. We'll recognize them here in the coming days. Also, don't forget your birthdays and anniversaries. Get those in now.
WGNS delivers 48 hours of nonstop holiday hits Christmas Eve and day. Presented by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Rob Reiner and wife found dead.
The parent homicide victim.
Brown University person of interest released.
An all-out manhunt is on for the gunman.
15 dead in Australia mass shooting. Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, it's an apparent homicide in Southern California, the deaths of Hollywood icon Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle. Their bodies were found inside their home. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
According to the LAPD, around 3:40 Sunday afternoon, the Los Angeles Fire Department arrived at the home of legendary filmmaker Rob Reiner. Once inside, sources tell CBS News they discovered the body of the 78-year-old, along with his 68-year-old wife, Michelle. Investigators have not yet immediately released details on the circumstances surrounding Reiner's and his wife's deaths. But multiple outlets, including the Los Angeles Times, are reporting a family member is being interviewed in connection with the deaths. As word of the tragedy spread, tributes began pouring in. The Lear family, whose late patriarch cast a young Reiner in the iconic CBS sitcom All in the Family, in a statement said Norman would have wanted to remind us that Rob and Michelle spent every breath trying to make this country a better place. And former President Barack Obama wrote, they will be remembered for the values they championed and the countless people they inspired.
Rob Reiner made a name for himself on TV, starring in All in the Family. And as CBS's Vladimir Duthier tells us, he solidified his Hollywood status as an accomplished director.
In October, he told 60 Minutes, 1986's coming-of-age story, Stand By Me, was based on his relationship with his father, legendary TV comedy writer Carl Reiner.
I'm writing this scene, I'm crying. I actually cried when I was making it. I knew that he loved me and he did understand me, but as a little boy, that's what I felt.
The Princess Bride became a cult classic.
Inconceivable!
And When Harry Met Sally set the template for just about every romantic comedy that followed.
Oh!
With Reiner's mom delivering a punchline for the ages.
I'll have what she's having.
The military tribunal thriller and drama A Few Good Men earned him his first and only Oscar nomination.
You can't handle the truth!
A person who was detained in connection with the mass shooting at Rhode Island's Brown University has been released, and CBS's Tom Hansen reports the manhunt has again intensified.
Police released video late Saturday showing a person of interest on campus. Then Sunday morning, police said they detained someone they called a person of interest. More than 12 hours later, police revealed they are releasing that individual.
Evidence now points in a different direction.
Freshman Alex Mihalovich was studying with friends when he heard gunfire.
We were close to an exit, so we just ran straight for that.
Mihalovich said it wasn't until he was outside that it became clear there was a shooting.
He said he saw someone lying on the floor, so at that point we just looked at each other and just ran.
Kamari Mann said his roommate was one of the students killed.
I'm grieving. The loss of him would be felt throughout this community.
Overseas, correspondent Anna Corrin has the latest on the attack in Australia that left 15 people dead.
As gunshots rang out over Bondi Beach, disbelief turned to utter terror. As two gunmen, a father and a son, armed with high-powered rifles, unleashed absolute carnage. Their target, a Hanukkah festival. Up to 60 shots were fired for around 10 minutes. A courageous civilian, Ahmed Al-Ahmed, crept up on one of the attackers and wrestled the gun from him. Among some of the first responders was Bondi lifeguard Ben Ferguson.
We ended up carrying bodies into the we're transferring them to the stretchers.
Rabbi Eli Schlanger was among the dead. He and his wife had just welcomed the birth of their fifth child. We spoke to his brother-in-law.
She's in shock, but she's obviously, broken. It's something that, no person should ever have to endure.
Well, CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano has a look at the weather map with bitter cold from the nation's midsection into the east.
It is brutally cold outside right now. Over 200 million people right now are below the freezing mark, and many in the south are under cold weather advisories and some freeze warnings. Wind chills 9 below in Chicago, 10 below in Cincinnati, 3 below in Pittsburgh, and 4 degrees is what it feels like right now in Nashville. Tomorrow morning is not going to be much different.
It's 5 minutes after the hour.
Through trusted relationships and national reach, CVS Health is uniquely positioned to simplify care. Learn more at cvshealth.com/investorday.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. it's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
President Trump vows retaliation after the attack in Syria that left three U.S. citizens dead.
I can tell you in Syria, there will be a lot of damage done to the people that did it. They got the person, the individual person, but there'll be big damage done.
CBS's Willie James Inman.
Three other U.S. personnel were wounded in the attack. The Pentagon says they were all part of a joint counterterror operation with Syrian forces. No group has claimed responsibility for the killings, but President Trump said he believes ISIS was behind the attack.
The gunman who was killed at the scene was a security guard who had joined the force 2 months earlier. Syrian officials say he is suspected to have had ties to ISIS. CBS's Vicki Barker has the story of a near miss.
A New York-bound JetBlue flight had just taken off from the Caribbean island of Curaçao Friday when the pilot was forced to take evasive action after an Air Force refueling tanker crossed his path without broadcasting its position. The New York Times reports incidents like that have become increasingly common over the Caribbean as the U.S. increases its military presence there. A Southern Command spokesman says the incident is being reviewed.
Reporter Brad Gibson in France tells us workers at the Louvre Museum have voted to go on strike.
They're demanding better pay, more staff, and stronger security. Unions say management has ignored warnings for years, even after the $102 million jewelry heist back in October that exposed some real problems.
The museum's website says the Louvre is closed for the moment. The Powerball jackpot's now an estimated $1.1 billion after there were no winners in Saturday night's drawing. It's the second largest jackpot this year. Merriam-Webster's word of the year is slop. It was first used in the 1700s to mean soft mud. It evolved to mean something of little value. Nowadays, it's more like this: digital content of low quality that's produced usually in quantity by means of artificial intelligence. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/your money. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Thanks, Steve, and good morning, everyone. Welcome in to the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here from News Radio WGNS. Glad you're along with us this morning. Hey, we're going to check on traffic and weather coming up here, and this update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun. Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A cold weather advisory remains in effect for this morning. After a cold start today, temperatures will top out at around 40 this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Mostly clear skies for tonight, we drop back to around 22. And another sunny day as we head toward Tuesday, warmer too with a high around 51. Passing clouds will come in for Tuesday night as temperatures dip back to 35. Could see isolated rain and snow showers for Wednesday with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 11 degrees.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
Good morning. Working with a couple of accidents out here. Here's why we're seeing heavier traffic volume. 65 southbound down through Millersville. It's finally building. 24 as you come in from Murfreesboro or Rutherford County, traveling up through Antioch as it starts to get a little bit heavier with that volume. Westbound 24 at Bell Road. When you need dependable towing for a car or a big truck right here in Middle Tennessee, call the professionals, STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS, The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it'll be Christmas Day.
Well, we're back here on the Wake Up Crew. Glad you're with us here on this Monday, December 15th. It sure will be Christmas Day soon. Just 10 days away. Can you believe it?
Pretty impressive.
As the shopper
comes around every year this time of the year, doesn't it?
You're really playing a lot of music today.
Well, I kind of like this hit.
I've got different things, different ways other countries celebrate Christmas.
Oh, okay.
But I'll let you do your thing here first.
Well, we'll go ahead and jump right into it. I was looking up an interesting article, but it's like, well, you can pay for one free month. And it's like, okay, thanks. I'm not going to do that.
No, of course not.
Not for one story.
Other countries celebrate Christmas with unique traditions, you know, Brian.
I mean, I bet they do.
Not just us. Here's how Japan. KFC is a popular Christmas Eve dinner. Due to a clever marketing campaign, it's also a time for couples and friends. So for your Christmas Eve dinner in Japan, they eat Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I could go for that.
Iceland. The 13 mischievous Yule lads leave gifts in children's shoes, replacing Santa, or rotten potatoes, if you're not good.
Mm-hmm. What's going on there?
In Philippines, celebrations are exceptionally long, starting in September with carol lights and giant lanterns.
They start in September?
Yeah, and we're complaining about, you know,
yeah, I guess
after Halloween.
No Halloween or Thanksgiving there or whatever. So,
in China, Christmas Eve is called Peace Night, and people exchange apples, which sound like peace in Chinese.
Okay.
Don't want to live there. Germany, famous for advent calendars, of course.
Right.
And Christmas markets selling crafts and treats. So they are a little bit more similar to us.
Mm-hmm.
So in Mexico, celebrations on Noche Buena, I hope I said that right, Christmas Eve, involve feast, piñatas, music, and processions. Piñata would be pretty cool.
Well, that sounds about right for them. Well, I mean, piñatas are like at everything.
Yeah. Norway, a tradition involves hiding brooms to prevent witches and evil spirits from stealing them.
Okay.
In Ukraine, Christmas trees are decorated with spiderweb tinsel for good luck.
Interesting. Spiderweb tinsel, huh?
Austria features Krampus, a frightening horned figure who punishes misbehaving children. Now, that would be... Why would you want to do that?
Krampus?
Yeah, Krampus, yeah.
I could be Krampus.
Or Krampus. It's Krampus? K-R-A-M-P-U-S.
I could be Krampus.
Yeah, and you'd be frightened toward your horned figure frightening to misbehaving children. The focus on togetherness, feasting, turkey in England, seafood in France, carp in Slovakia, and attending church. Feasting, they have special Christmas meals. They're universal through menus. Although the menus differ in Italy, for instance, they differ from elaborate dinners in France. Of course, France is probably the greatest place to eat anywhere, is what I hear. You know, France has the best food.
I always think of France and escargot.
Well, that's not a way to look at it, though. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I can understand you doing that, but that's not all they have.
They must have more, yeah.
Light and decorations, Christmas trees, lanterns in the Philippines, and festive lights are common. So that's similar to us. So there are some. I mean, some of these things can get really weird too. But I won't go into them. But go ahead.
I was just going to say, speaking of lanterns, I found a candle that's weird that I've never seen before. This candle has 2 wicks. One is the normal wick to burn the wax, but another is a piece of plastic. And as that burns down, it lights. It's got 2 of those small batteries in the bottom of the candle. You can't see them. And has LED lights. And so when you light up the candle at the top, the whole glass lights up because there's an LED light in it.
Oh, wow.
Saw that at Walmart. I've never seen those before.
They're pretty.
Yeah.
So how does it light? There's a wick in it like a regular candle?
They're right side by side. When you light one, you light both. So you light the regular wick, and then there's a piece of plastic, which I assume has some type of wire, that when you light it, it powers the batteries or engages the batteries to turn on, I guess, that then light up the LEDs that are in the base of the glass candle thing.
I don't think that's as good as my Galaxy Ball.
No.
But I mean, it's pretty neat.
When you said lantern, it just reminded me of that candle, and it's a pretty neat candle. So the whole thing is lit up under it. I have no idea.
I finally bit the bullet and bought one of those expensive candles.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Does it make a difference?
Yeah. You can smell them. But they're like $18.
My problem with the ones with 3 wicks is I can never get them to melt uniformly.
Yeah, that would bug me too. But this one had, the one I bought had 2 wicks. Mm. I usually don't go with 3 for that reason.
Okay.
OCD people need to stay together, okay?
Well, the one with the LED light in it only has 1 wick.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I bought it.
And you like LED, so, oh, you did buy it.
I did buy it, yeah. Yeah.
You're such a technology man.
That's because it's Christmas time, and our Wake Up Crew brought to you by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. Choose from 20,000 different ways to get your favorite drink. Coffee, tea, smoothies, energy drinks, they've got it all. 7 Brew, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, coming soon in the new year to Laverne and all across Middle Tennessee.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Minnesota Vikings won the Sunday night NFL game at Dallas 34-26. J.J. McCarthy, 3 total touchdowns. At Denver, the Broncos won their 11th game in a row and clinched a playoff spot, beating Green Bay 34-26. Bo Nix with 4 touchdown passes. Green Bay pass rusher Micah Parsons left the game with a non-contact knee injury. The Rams clinched a playoff berth, beating Detroit in L.A. 41-34. Seattle edged the Colts 18-16 on a late 56-yard field goal. New Orleans came back to beat Carolina 20-17 on a 47-yard field goal in the final seconds. San Francisco and Chicago picked up wins. The Chargers came back for a victory at Kansas City 16-13, and Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes tore an ACL late in the game. Buffalo trailed at halftime 24-7 and still won at New England 35-31.
We're talking with Carol Johnston.
My son lives here. And when I'd come to visit, I'd drive down Memorial and see Adam's place. And I thought it was such a beautiful setting. I was just very impressed with the friendliness of the staff. They put the residents first here, and I like that very much.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Shop and save. Well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done, no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about this morning. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. We're in the holidays, and we're going to talk today about ways to limit stress. Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm good, Bart. How are you?
How can we do this? I mean, you've gotten my attention now. Limiting stress during Christmas.
Yeah, this is one of the most stressful times of the year, you know, for different reasons. Some people stressing out about gifts and holidays and travel. And some people, it's a really tough time of the year because if you've lost people, then it brings up a lot of memories, people that are grieving. And so that can really also be very stressful for people as well. So there is always, we all benefit from having some type of a healthy coping mechanism. And Bart, can you think of what an unhealthy coping mechanism might be?
Of anything you eat.
Very much so. A lot of times people do eat as a coping mechanism, and that can also lead to holiday-related weight gain as well, stress eating, eating because they're sad. So that's definitely not a good example of a healthy coping mechanism, right? Drinking too much alcohol, also not a good healthy coping mechanism. So things like exercising, reading a book, you know, journaling, all of those are really good healthy coping mechanisms. And so I mentioned that first because we always like to throw pills at everything. And it's very helpful to have supplements or medications when necessary. But we also want to make sure that we have things in our environment that are helping us along the way as well. So making sure that you have a good support system with you and some healthy coping mechanisms is really important. Now, in terms of a diet, what kind of diet things can you do to sort of help with stress? Avoiding caffeine. Strangely enough, caffeine increases anxiety, and that is usually not helpful when you are stressed. So oftentimes people will overdo caffeine either because they're not sleeping as well, they're trying to stay up late and do things. That's really, really not healthy. I had a client a few weeks ago that had just had not slept in like 2 days. She was doing like all these energy drinks to try to stay up and get all these things done. And she was bordering on manic at that point. That is not healthy, right? So we've really got to make sure that we watch the amount of caffeine that we do because it can negatively affect our mood. The other thing that's usually not super helpful is sugar. Doing lots of concentrated sugar, a lot of candy, for instance, it causes our blood sugar to go way up and then crash down. And when your blood sugar is very low, you're very, very vulnerable to very big mood changes. People are familiar with people being hangry, but it can also cause a lot of depressive type of symptoms and that type of thing. So keeping your blood sugar level, whether you have a blood sugar disorder or not, by avoiding sweets by themselves is also very important. From a supplement perspective, B vitamins are very helpful to have during this type of year. You can get Bs from your food and things like beans. I don't think we eat enough beans. Nuts are also a very good place for B vitamins. You can also supplement with the B complex or get a good multivitamin that's a good source of Bs that can be helpful also. Nutritional yeast is a very good source of Bs. You can throw that on popcorn and things like that and get it from a more of a food source if you like as well. For people that need a little bit more than that, there are a number of herbs that are excellent for stress. Passion flower, ashwagandha, rhodiola, lemon balm, holy basil. So many really good herbs that are good for that to just sort of help calm the stress response down that we sell in a capsule form, in a tea form, in a liquid form, and even bulk herbs. So there's a lot of different ways that people can manage their stress naturally.
A lot of young people are getting energy drinks and drinking them on a daily basis, often many times through the days. Is that dangerous?
It's not helpful. I actually had a fun conversation with a mom about this a few weeks ago, and she was like, her daughter always wants to drink energy drinks. She was like, I don't know why her and her friends just lay around when they're together. I was like, I don't know what it is either, right? I mean, you always feel like that younger population has an abundant amount of energy. You know, for people that have ADD or ADHD, a little bit of caffeine can help them focus. Too much caffeine can be problematic. It's a very, very fine balance. And oftentimes you'll have that very similar crash, like I mentioned with the blood sugar, with a lot of caffeine. And so, no, it's definitely not something that's helpful for the young population, just like it's not helpful for a lot of adults either.
You mentioned also about this time of the year we get stress because we're remembering earlier times with relatives who've passed on. Should we try to get with other people who have similar situations, like grief support groups?
Yes, yes, definitely. And look out for your friends. You know, friends that have gone through a recent divorce, that have lost a loved one recently, invite them over. Right? You know, not everybody has a place to go for Christmas, and they can be very, very lonely. Maybe they don't accept the invitation, and that's okay, but definitely reach out and check on your friends during this time, especially those that have had recent losses. They definitely need a lot of extra support, and a lot of us have plenty of food, plenty of room in the home that we can do that.
So just at least call them.
That's right. You know, call. These days, we love to send text all the time. It's so impersonal. Just like pick up the phone and dial. Yes.
Do it the old-fashioned way. Speaking of the old-fashioned way, come over to Sunshine Nutrition Center because tomorrow is a big day to save on supplements.
That's right. Our supplements are 25% off every single Tuesday. It's a great way to save.
Every Tuesday, 25% off. Now, people are wondering now if they're new to town, where is Sunshine Nutrition located?
We are located basically near downtown here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street. And then in Smyrna, we're located right off of Rock Springs Road and Old National Highway.
Kim Dunaway visiting this morning from Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Sue Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
All the activities that we have, the little trips we take, it's all fun. I absolutely enjoy this place. Everybody here is wonderful. The residents and all the staff is great. The food is wonderful. It's a great, great place. I would recommend it to anybody.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Every holiday season, Middle Tennessee comes alive. From small-town parades to tree lightings in our local squares, our communities shine with laughter, music, and the spirit of the season. MTE is proud to help light those moments, supporting the traditions that bring neighbors together. Because around here, it means more than electricity. It's the energy our communities share. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
from driveways to highways, SRM Concrete has the right mix on time, every time. Locally grown, nationally known, family owned and operated, SRM is the name you trust. SRM Concrete, you call, we haul.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
We've made it to 7:30 on this Monday morning. It's December 15th, 10 days until Christmas Day, episode 1808 of The Crew.
And yesterday we celebrated birthdays with Barry Hyatt, David Watson. Boy, he's had a good month, hadn't he?
Boy, hadn't he?
And Pam Litton, Suzanne Francis, and Paula Baxter. Today, Roger Garfield, Dewey Hunter, Stacey Barber, Pat Gardner, and Noah Tracy.
Those are the names we had coming into the morning. If you have called or texted in birthdays so far this morning, we've got them. We'll announce them coming up here in just about a half an hour on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
From White Christmas to Rock It Around the Christmas Tree, enjoy it all on WGNS this Christmas Eve and day. Presented by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Woodfin Funeral Chapels.
How about a check of traffic and weather together?
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A cold weather advisory remains in effect for this morning. After a cold start today, temperatures will top out at around 40 this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Mostly clear skies for tonight, drop back to around 22. And another sunny day as we head toward Tuesday, warmer too with a high around 51. Passing clouds will come in for Tuesday night as temperatures dip back to 35. Could see isolated rain and snow showers for Wednesday with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 11 degrees.
Good morning. Here it is heavier, and it was 15, 20 minutes ago on 24 westbound at Bell Road. We got all that traffic flow coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, into this section of Davidson up through Antioch. Now, it's heavy also, but moving. Let's keep it that way. Westbound I-40 as you come past Belinda Parkway. All that traffic leaving Wilson County, headed on over into Hermitage. When you need dependable towing for your car or a big truck here in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Holiday spirit swept through Murfreesboro Sunday afternoon as the 2025 Murfreesboro Christmas Parade brought music, lights, and cheer to the downtown area. This year's theme, A Sweet Christmas, lived up to its name, with candy-colored floats, dancers, and high school marching bands parading down Main Street. Despite the cold, the annual event, held every second Sunday in December, drew crowds once again, with live coverage produced by Stewart's Creek Television and streamed on Big GTV. Viewers both at home and on site were treated to a special moment as Grand Marshal Bill Allen, a Navy veteran and D-Day survivor, led the procession. Santa Claus closed out the event with a wave from his sleigh, a beloved finale for families gathering along the route. You can watch back to our coverage on Big GTV by heading on over to WGNSRadio.com/listen. Just a day prior, Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue crews responded to a different kind of scene. On Saturday evening, a fryer fire broke out inside the Crystal Restaurant on South Church Street. Battalion Chief 1 and multiple units arrived quickly, finding moderate smoke from the kitchen's hood vent. Firefighters extinguished the flames almost immediately and ventilated the building, preventing structural damage and ensuring no injuries. Ladder trucks, engines, and rescue units coordinated a swift response, demonstrating the department's readiness for any emergency. The restaurant reopened the same evening thanks to the rapid containment of the fire. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick, digestible format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast wherever you listen. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin, it's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Happy holiday.
Merry Christmas.
Back here on The Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, and it's time for some trivia. We're into Christmas trivia. So here we go. Our first Christmas trivia question, John, is...
Car riders, put on your thinking caps.
Yes, yes. Play along with us as we go along. In what country are Christmas trees decorated with spiders? Iceland, Nigeria, Brazil, or Ukraine? I'm thinking Nigeria. I don't know why.
Well, I was thinking Brazil, so for the same reason. So let's go with Nigeria. Of course, we're both wrong.
So it's either Iceland or Ukraine.
Iceland.
No.
Ukraine.
The Ukraine.
Real spiders?
With spiders and webs for good luck.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What sort of fish do European families eat for Christmas dinner? Is it salmon, carp, tilapia, or tuna? No clue.
Tilapia.
I'm going to say salmon.
Okay.
It's carp.
Carp. I would have thought, I wouldn't have, that would have been the last one I would have thought.
I know. Well, we're off to a rousing start here.
Yeah, 0-2.
Which of the following gifts did the wise men not bring to the baby Jesus? Gold, frankincense, myrrh, or eucalyptus?
Got to be eucalyptus.
That's right. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
We know our Bible.
Where did the Grinch live? South of Whosville, north of Whosville, east of Whosville, or west of Whosville?
You'll have to answer this one. I have no clue about the Grinch.
I don't either.
I don't.
I think north of Whosville is what I'm going to try.
There you go.
Hmm.
Very good.
That was a straight-up guess.
We're 2-4.
In the TV special Santa Claus is Coming to Town in 1970, which vegetable makes reindeers fly? Beans, corn, carrots, or lettuce? I'm thinking carrots, but I don't have a
reason. Let's go
why.
With carrots. Nah, of course not. Corn. Nah.
Magic feed corn.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? You knew that, didn't you?
I kind of did, but I didn't know it well enough to commit to it.
What did roast turkey replace on the British royal family's Christmas Day menu? Roast partridge, roast quail, roast chicken, or roast swan?
You know, I want to say quail.
I do, too. I think they like to quail, bird shoot or whatever.
Well, we're wrong.
What about a partridge?
Mm-mm. No, let's go roast chicken.
Well, a swan? Okay.
Boy, the swans in Europe, are they going to be worried?
Roast turkey did not appear consistently on the royal Christmas Day menus until 1851 when it was replaced by roast swan. Which Christmas song was banned by many American radio stations in 2018? Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, Santa Baby, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, or Baby It's Cold Outside?
Baby It's Cold Outside.
That is right.
It's back, though.
Even in Canada. Well, I think, or a different version of it or something. Which of the Beatles wrote, Happy Christmas, War is Over?
Well, we know that because of the Wake Up Crew.
That we do. Who is it? John Lennon,
John Lennon, yeah.
What color is Santa's belt?
Red, black, gold, or white?
I've always seen it black.
I have too. Ah, we're getting on a roll here now.
Yeah.
Who spoke to the little lamb in the Christmas carol, Do You Hear What I Hear? The night wind, mighty king, people everywhere, or the shepherd boy? People everywhere. Was that not in that song?
You put it down. I don't know. Nightwing. Was that the other one?
To the shepherd boy. No, that's not it either. Nightwind?
Nightwind. Yeah, that's what it
you
is.
You were saying Nightwind all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to count that one.
Yeah. Okay.
One
more.
What Japanese Christmas cake? The Japanese Christmas cake is what kind of cake? Cheesecake, coffee cake, carrot cake, or strawberry shortcake?
No clue.
It's strawberry shortcake. Wrapping things up in a second.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Do your sinus infections always seem to come back no matter what you do? The pressure builds, the headaches drag on, the congestion makes it hard to sleep, hard to focus, hard to feel like yourself. Here's what most people don't actually know. Sinus infections keep coming back because your sinuses can't fully drain. That's why the pressure, the headaches, and the congestion keep coming back time and time again. Balloon sinuplasty gently opens your sinuses in a quick, in-office procedure so the infections can finally clear. At Murfreesboro Sinus Center, they've helped thousands of patients break free from the sinus infection cycle so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and finally feel like yourself again. Don't wait another season fighting sinus pain. Call Murfreesboro Sinus Center today at 615-649-4590 to see if balloon sinuplasty is right for you. Call 615-649-4590. That's 615-649-4590.
It's Christmas time in Murfreesboro. Adams Place Senior Living Community hopes that you receive the best gift of all this Christmas, spending quality time with those that you love most. Take plenty of pictures, have lots of belly laughs, and always go in for one more hug. Here's to making precious memories this season that you and your family will cherish for a lifetime. I'm Terry Deal, wishing you a very Merry Christmas from Adams Place.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Through Coffee.
WGNS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Back to wrap things up on a Monday morning, December the 15th. Hope you're having a good week. You know, next week's Christmas week. It's getting here quick. Get that shopping done. Want to say good morning to Heather Bostian, today's Good Neighbor of the Day from SRM Concrete, for being the cheerful face that you want to see every day because she brings all the joy. That's Heather Bostian today, the recipient of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio, WGNS. Our thanks, of course, to Ryan Flowers for their many, many, many years of support. And, you know, if you're looking for some great plants maybe for the holiday. I know poinsettias are big this time of the year. You can get those over at Ryan Flowers, 117 South Academy. Today's SRM.
Or if you're country, poinsettias.
Yeah, either way. Today's Good Neighbor brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and standing with the people who make Rutherford County stronger every single day. To get in a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Gets those to us here as well. We'll take care of the rest for you if you can get them on into us. Want to say good morning to our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. They power the Wake Up Crew, and they also power the Christmas lights and the cozy homes to keep them glowing through the Christmas season. MTE keeps those memories bright every season. More than electricity, it's good energy from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All right, where did I go with today's dad joke? Here we go. You know, a man is suing Smartwater for not making his water... Let me start that over again. A man is suing Smartwater for not making him smart.
Really?
Yeah. I'm formally announcing my lawsuit against Thin Mints.
Replay.
That was a thumbs up. You know, I'm beginning to have an idea. I'm thinking you ought to do a new joke on both like in the 6 o'clock hour and this hour.
Oh.
Make this part of dad joke too.
Well, I want people to hear the good, you know, the one from the first hour if they missed it.
Well, you
it.
Can, but then do another one.
Okay.
You're scared, aren't you? You're afraid you'd fail.
No, it's not that. It's just.
But then you look at it, if the first one's bad, you have a chance to redeem yourself with a new one.
I guess if I got a thumbs down, I could choose to do another one.
Yeah, to make up. Because once it's a thumbs down, that would be a really good idea. Dalton would hate it, too.
Oh, I was going to say.
He would hate it, so let's do it.
Someone will not like that.
And we'll say we voted on it while he was gone.
I'm sure that'll go over well.
But you could have two thumbs down in one day. That's the only...
Oh, that's what he would do.
You know. Well, I wouldn't do it, necessarily.
A retaliatory thumbs down. So what have we learned today?
Well, I thought I had a really interesting thing about gifts, how they celebrate Christmas around the world. I didn't know that you were that impressed, but...
Lanterns in Philippines.
Yeah.
I listened.
Yeah. KFC, they eat KFC in Japan for Christmas Eve dinner.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
We also talked about hot Christmas gifts. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about gifts that you can give for grandchildren. So I want you to listen carefully. Because you're going to, not maybe this year, but in the coming years, you're going to need some ideas.
Yeah.
So, and so the hottest Christmas gifts. And then we talked about what things that happened in 2025 that we didn't really, we'll have a better edition of that closer to New Year's Eve.
But. Yeah. I've chipped in on a new car seat for a little bit.
Oh.
Boy, those things are expensive.
Yeah, and they change them every time.
Yeah. Safety Unfortunately, she's outgrown the one that she's in. Gotten so long. But here's our song of the day. Of course, Christmas songs as we go through the season. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. We'll see you right back here tomorrow morning for a Tuesday edition of the Wake Up Crew. Join John and myself then.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A cold weather advisory remains in effect for this morning. After a cold start today, temperatures will top out at around 40 this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Mostly clear skies for tonight, we drop back to around 22. And another sunny day as we head toward Tuesday, warmer too with a high around 51. Passing clouds will come in for Tuesday night as temperatures dip back to 35. Could see isolated rain and snow showers for Wednesday with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 11 degrees.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
You have a staff that comes to your home.